Well, I thank the Lord today for His mercies and His love and grace to us. And I want to say, starting out this new year, that God's grace is sufficient for us all. We don't know what this year is going to hold for any of us, but we know one thing, that God's grace is sufficient. And I want to share some of the Word of the Lord with you this morning, and starting in the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter. I'm grateful today for the many good things God has done for us. In Proverbs 28 and 20, it says this: "A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent." Part of this verse, the very first part, is just as I was reading this morning, I thought of how bountiful God is. There's nothing short or lacking with Him. He said a faithful man would abound with blessings. And another scripture says, "The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich." So I'm grateful today that we serve a God that is not lacking in 2011. He is not shortened. His hand is still extended. And I'm looking forward in this new year. I believe that God is going to do some wonderful things for us. I believe there's going to be some good things that we can look back on this year, and we can see the handiwork, the hand of God. I believe, He said, a faithful man abounds with blessings. Just I think of it as there just being a full storehouse of everything that you need. A faithful man just abounds with blessings. And a faithful woman, if you think about it today, when our life is surrendered to the Lord and we're given to Him, there is something special about that. We will abound with blessings. Do we have needs? Do we have financial problems? Do we have spiritual lacks? Do we need to break some habits? Do we have any kind of deficiencies? He said a faithful man would abound with blessings. And I believe that's for you. I believe it's for me today. And I believe that God wants to bless us. And He wants to help us today. In this coming, this new year that we have, to abound with blessings. I'd like to read in Romans 15 and 13. Romans 15 and 13. Another scripture here that goes along with this. It says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Now, when you get these words, abounding and hope and Holy Ghost, that come together, when you get the combination of those three that's condensed in one little verse of Scripture, you have the potential of power and the potential of doing something great for God. You have the power at your disposal in mind that we can freely use. And I believe the Lord wants to bless us today with power in our lives. I don't believe He wants us to be just always underneath the power of sin and always underneath the power of the elements that be, the powers of sin that control the rulers of darkness of this world, that control things, and the spirit of the devil that is out rampant and working in every way that he can. I believe when you and I receive this power into our lives, it helps us to be able to change things. It helps us to be another person. The person you probably wasn't born as being, the person that you lacked being and you wanted to be, but you lacked it because you didn't have the power in your life. You're not able to overcome the Baal in you or whatever. Just put your name. I'll put my name out there, but you wasn't able to overcome it. You couldn't in your own strength. You couldn't get above it. and you felt the defeat of your mom and dad and your family, you seen it. You saw how that you were not able to come above that. You weren't able to rise above it. You just got hung up on the same things that they got hung up on. Your brothers, your mom and dad and grandparents or whatever. But whenever the Lord came into your life and whenever the power of the Holy Ghost came into your life, it changed things. And what you were not able to be through your own birth and your own parental weaknesses, your family weaknesses and your inherited weaknesses and all those things, God, through the Holy Ghost, can help us to overcome and be powerful and abound in blessings. You see, the Scripture said a faithful man shall abound in blessings, meaning he's not going to be just barely making it. I think today we've heard a weakened gospel that's preached so much. We hear things about power and finances, and God's able to and look at all these mighty things that God's done materially. But I want to tell you something. The real power of God is when He can come into our life and He can change us and make us a new creature. He can give us power to not just be that old person that my parents were. And they were not able to overcome their emotional instability. They were not able to overcome their inherited weaknesses. And we're not either in our own strength. But God, through the power of the Holy Ghost, dear ones, He can help us to abound. I believe that this morning. I've seen Him work in my life, and I know that He's able to do that in yours. If we're struggling this morning over failures, over weaknesses that we have, and whatever way they may be, I know the Lord this morning is able to fill us with joy and peace in believing, and that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I say this morning, our success in 2011 doesn't lie in our own strength. It lies in this right here, the power of the Holy Ghost working in us. If we're having trouble, and we've been maybe through peer pressure and all, our real person is being squelched. Maybe we really want and desire to be that person that God is challenging us to be, but somehow through the peer pressures at school, at work, or whatever, we felt a little bit taken back. And we've just kind of took a little back seat. Do you know what? I believe the Lord has a growing experience for us. He has something to help us to grow this morning. I remember not too many years ago that the Lord dealt with me about being more persuasive, about being more outspoken when it came to the things of the Lord. And by nature, I'm not that way. I don't like to push myself on people or anything, but the Lord challenged me to be a little bit more influential. If we don't say anything, if we just remain silent, sometimes our silence speaks for itself. And God wants to help us to not just be silent, but He wants us to have a voice. He wants us to be heard. And sometimes it's not always in the popular place that God leads us. It's not in a place where everybody thinks highly of us. But if we can be faithful to Him, there's a little saying that goes like this. And it says, the master's approval is the servant's best wages. And I really believe that. If I can have God say to me, I'm proud of you, or I approve what you do. I approve what you did. That's all I need to hear. I want to abound this new year in the blessings of the Lord. Is he in this new year running out of blessings? Well, I'm going to tell you something. For 28 years, I've tried, well, it's been longer than that. It's been over 30 years. The Lord has given me different messages, and I believe he's not through giving messages to his ministers. I believe there will be a... If I can convey half of what the Lord has revealed to me in a through the scriptures, I've got enough messages to preach for many more years. I have a lot more. There's a whole lot more that I have been looking at. I want to abound with blessings. And I know you want that too. Folks, the only thing that limits us is ourselves. It's not God limiting you. It's not God putting the brakes on you. And he's not putting the brakes on me. We're limiting ourselves. We need to be vessels unto honor. Need to be open to him and willing to serve him. And get self out of the way and just let him use us. Do you really believe that God has the best for those that give the choice to him? If we believe that. If we believe that God gives the best to those who leave the choice with him, we can rest fully in him this morning. We don't have to worry about it. God is going to take care of us. He is going to provide for you. He is going to provide not in a meager, barely halfway circumstance, but he's going to do it in an abundance. He's going to show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. And I'm grateful for that this morning. I am so thankful today that there is these verses in the Bible that talks about abounding. It talks about more than just a meager amount. I want to read where Paul said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." In the book of Philippians, the third chapter. Oh, the Lord is not short. He's not slack. He's not lacking in anything. Isn't that wonderful today? Amen. He said here, in the third chapter of Philippians, he said in the ninth verse, "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I think about what Paul went through and what he experienced. And I think there's a key here for our own personal lives, something that still stands, that is fresh today. 1900 years approximately since this was written, 2000 years, whatever. There's still something special and precious today that is working in these scriptures. One of the reasons why the Bible and Christianity has tried to be extinguished is people see the power that is contained in this. They see the power having the knowledge of Christ and knowing that he is not an imposter. He's not someone that was just hung out on a little limb and there was just one portion of Scripture that supported him. No, I've been reading at home. I've got some very good books. I've been looking at commentaries and different things that portray the life of Christ and his coming. I cannot see how people could overlook the lineage that he came down through and how that he didn't fulfill every line of the Messiah. He is the Son of God. And I'm so grateful today for the confidence that we have in him, and it still changes our life today. He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. I believe today we can share a part of Christ's sufferings. I believe that we can share a part of his glory, that we still have access to him, and he's still a wonderful Savior to us today. And now he said, brethren, I count not myself to have already gotten there, to have apprehended. But he said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. Dear ones, it is only the weight of our past that can keep us down. Our past failures, our past experiences, we might say, I've tried this and tried that and nothing has worked. It is only those things that can keep us down. The Lord wants to turn us loose and help us to see that we in this new year can enjoy blessings and we can abound. We can have spiritual strength in our lives. We can have the power of the Holy Ghost work in us. We can see his blessings amidst all kinds of corruption and everything that's in the world. The Lord has promised us that he'll be with us to the very end, and he'll keep and preserve his dear people to the very end. I really believe that. Abounding. Abound. In 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1, the enemy is just really trying to keep me from... I had all my notes and everything, and I got here, and I couldn't find a one of them, but I still have the burden there. So you just pray for me this morning. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. Abound more and more. I think about the saints of old and how their lives were such a blessing. When they left with a legacy, many of them, of faithfulness. Maybe they weren't popular in the world. They weren't seen and heard as many, but they were very faithful. And their departure left a aching in our hearts. We felt the closeness they had to God. He said here, I want you to abound more and more. I don't want to let yesterday's successes and all the people that's lived for me and has been faithful just be yesterday. I want those successes and those things continue on. I want them to be a part of your life. I want them to be a part of you. You can have success in your spiritual life. You can overcome temptations. You can overcome the flesh. You can make it. You can abound. By the grace of God, we can. I thought about, and I was reading this morning in an old Bible lesson, it's 1970. And as I was reading that, it told the story of John Newton's mother and how her son, John, ran away when he was a teenager and went out on the high seas and was gone for many years. She never ceased to pray for him. This little silver-haired woman, bent over by many hours and of washing clothes and ironing, they said that was her social standing. If you can get the little pun there, her standing there and ironing, and that was her social standing. She didn't have a lot of popularity and wasn't one of the... didn't have a lot of material things, but she ironed and she mixed the suds of her soap with a lot of tears for her son John Newton. And you all know the story of John Newton. You look in our book and you see the song. I want to read you part of that. I don't have it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. The cries of John Newton as he prayed there on that ship, and he was a rough, coarse man, dealt in slavery. And the prayers of his mom, that little silver-haired woman that bent over and done those clothes, found him way out at sea in the slave trading business. He was arrested different times and a prisoner himself and done so many awful things. He was an ungodly man. But the prayers of his little mama caught up with him. He gave his life to the Lord in this wonderful song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. It caught up with him and he was able to pen those words. And those words touched the heart of another man. And I wish I had all that list to go down and show you from different people that were in high-ranking positions. The Lord was able to get a hold of their heart. And they were responsible for leading hundreds and thousands of people to the Lord. And then it got a hold of this next person, and their life was changed. And it got a hold of the next one, and their life was changed. And the next one, and the next one. There was four or five different people that you would recognize. One of them was our song we have in our songbook, There is a Fountain Filled with Blood. Drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. William, was it Cowper? C-O-W-P-E-R. The influence, you see, of this one little woman that mixed her tears with those soap suds, and her work was not forgotten. I want to encourage you today that your work will not be forgotten. God will not let your efforts go in vain. He remembers everything you've done and how one person changed so many lives. She's not remembered today as anything special. I don't even remember her name. It was John Newton's mother. But how important this woman was in saving many people. What do you think heaven's going to be like this morning? What do you think it's going to be like? It'll be like... there'll be people like that, these little non-essential looking people will be there, and they'll be at the head, and there'll be a long list of other people they've influenced through their prayers. And I just can't help but think there's a special place in heaven for people that are prayer warriors, that don't give up easily. They abound with blessings. I want to encourage you today, don't give up in the place God has called you in. You never know, as a young person, your influence you're having over lots of people. When people see you refraining from doing things, You never know how much that challenges them when you're not around. They may never tell you, but your life challenges them, and you may keep many people from getting in trouble. You may be the means of a family that stays together. You may be the means of somebody being faithful and true. The Lord bless us this morning to abound. In this third chapter of 1 Thessalonians, the 12th verse, it says, "The Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you." Now, I believe like this. When our life is in synchronization with God, there is such a drawing power and a nucleus around our life. There is something. We set an electromotive force, if you want to call it that. It's an invisible power. There's something around us that I believe that people are going to be drawn toward you because they see that there is a connection you have with God. Your life is charged. It has a positive influence. And whenever you go out, I believe that the enemy notices that radiance and that power that you have. And it's a very big deterrent to his kingdom. Now, he's doing everything to unplug you from the source. But when we're connected to him, there is a radiance and there is a strength and a power. And I believe the closer we get to God, the more other people will want to come to us. They see you have something. You have something. And they'll be knocking on your door. They'll be coming by your office. They'll be coming by and they'll say, "You know, I really need help today." I've watched different times. I go into the squad meetings and I'll be there with the deputies before they go on patrol and sit there and visit with them. And a lot of time their conversation is not toward the Lord. But I have seen some days that the utmost thing in their mind, they were all, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them thinking about God. And I thought, "Oh Lord, help us this new year, that our life would be empowered, not of our own strength. It's not me. It's not you. It's got to be the Lord that gets the glory." He said, "I'm going to make you to increase, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men." I pray the Lord will help us to be, like he said in Proverbs, "A faithful man abounds in blessings." A faithful man abounds. There's just something there. He abounds with blessings. The Lord make you to increase and abound. Increase and abound. So we've got a solemn charge this new year. It's not something to think lightly of. One time the Lord spoke to me and he said, "I'm not so interested in you making money and what you're doing is the people I want you to meet." I was shocked, and I have to tell you today, I felt like a failure. I was at one place and these men have not been at all turned to God. And this one man said, "Come in here, I want to talk to you." And I think this is where I got this flu, was, or whatever I got being there with those men. But he said, "I've changed my life. I've been doing things different. I've stopped my drinking and all." And I thought, is this true what I'm hearing? This man said, "Do you have one of them places you can baptize people?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "I want to be baptized." And I want to tell you, if anybody I've ever seen, I never would have even thought this man was even thinking about something like that. But I'm telling you, it shocked me. I was just floored. I didn't hardly know what to say. I really didn't. I said, "That's good." But I should have said, "Praise the Lord, that's good. You've needed this for a long time. You know, your best friend suddenly died not too long ago, and this is something, you know, you really needed." So, I don't know just how long it'll take for him to go through with it or what'll happen, but I know one thing, the Lord is dealing with people everywhere. And Lord, help us today that we will not give up hope, that we will be faithful and pray and ask the Lord to help us to be instruments of His hand. Again, in the fourth chapter of Thessalonians here, I want to read this scripture to you. "And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more." One place in the Old Testament, Isaiah said, "Stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. Stretch forth the curtains of your habitation." Now, the only thing we see here that limits us is how far we stretch. If we move them out just an inch, that's as far as we go. But if we move them out 10 foot over here and 20 over here and kick this side out another 30 or 40 feet and this one here, if we stretch the curtains of our habitation, if we make our dwelling place a little bit bigger, guess what? There's more work to do. Ah, and that's where we draw back. You might say, "I'm having trouble just maintaining right now." But you know what? I really believe the Lord wants to help us to get to grow more and more. He said, "I want you to increase more and more." He said, "You've done it toward the brethren in all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more." Maybe there's more than just Macedonia. Maybe there's others that are, you know, reaching out just a little more. People have been watching you, but they're a little bit afraid of you. They're a little bit fearful of you. And maybe we're a little fearful ourselves. How far can we go? I do believe the Lord wants to bless us this new year and help us to increase more and more. I do believe He has places for us to go and people to meet. And Lord, help us to be on time. Help us to be on target. Help us to be in tune. When we can do those three things, be on time, whenever the Lord says, I have someone I want you to rendezvous with, just like Philip and that eunuch, you be there and you catch him just at the right time. Be in time, be in tune with the Lord. If we are sensitive to His dealings toward us, I believe that He will help us to hear His still small voice, be in touch with Him, and we might hear the whispers that He tries to speak to us. I believe He will make our lives more fruitful. He said, "I want you to increase more and more." He said, "I want you," in the 12th verse, I'm going backwards a little bit, "the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, toward all men." And then the first verse of this fourth chapter, He said, "You would abound more and more." Well, I trust the Lord will help us all this day. Not just this day, but this new year. Things can get better. Things will be better. He's going to help us. He's going to give us strength, and He's going to be faithful to us. He might send us a few trials, but God's never lost a battle yet. Thank the Lord. I'm grateful today for the comfort of the Scriptures and the hope that we have in Him. Amen.